Today is our reading and meditation. The gospel portion we have just heard. The gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 19, verses 1 to 12. Let's read verse 5. And said, therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Let us pray. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, we come to thy presence for worship and meditate your word. Bless us. Help us to understand what you speak to us through thy word. Let the words of my mouth and meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and Redeemer. Amen. Today, church is going to meditating on the theme, the sacrament of the matrimony. Vivshita Vivaham Enna Kudasha. Marriage is the first step to enter into a family life. As per the first creation story, Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27 says, God created human male and female. Thus family has been instituted where husband and wife from the smallest society on earth. Here we just listen Matthew chapter 19 verse 5. It points out that a man shall leave his parents and shall cleave to his wife, they became one flesh. Let us briefly meditate over the sacrament of marriage. Marriage is one of the seven sacraments of our church. Marriage is the first step to enter into a family life. It has been instituted by God. It has been instituted in order that human being continue on earth according to the will of God, and that the children may be nurtured in the fear of the Lord and in Christian ways for the glory of his name. The marital relationship is holy. Within holy matrimony, the love expressed and the sexual relationship is holy. But the same sexual relationship outside the family is sin and abhorrent. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4 says, let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the immoral and adulterous. Husband, wife, parent, children, relationships are all portrayed by Paul in Ephesians chapter 5 and 6. The faithfulness in marriage between husband and wife in their relationship is spoken and witnessed by a lot of couples when they celebrate their wedding anniversaries, especially golden and diamond. They shall be united together in heart and body, mind, as Christ is united with his bride, the church. In marriage life, the couple should give companionship in good and bad times, and comfort and grow to maturity in life. No one should enter into it lightly or selfishly, but reverently and responsibly in the sight of God. As days go by, the couple should grow in their relationship. Human life is not a bed of roses. There will be harsh realities to be faced every day. We also live in an ever-changing world. Human beings keep on changing rapidly, both physically, mentally, and spiritually. After 1 year of marriage, the husband and wife will change a lot. As years pass by, there will be lots of change amidst such changes in life. The relationship also can change. Hence, if one wants to keep the relationship going smoothly, it is essential that they look up to God, who is there yesterday, today, and forever. In order to have stability in the family relationship, the couple should look up to God in family prayer. A family that prays together stays together. As Joshua has said, each Christian family should be able to say, I and my family will serve the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 21 is very significant here. Be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. Paul adds a command. Husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Christ died for the church. That love has to be manifested in marital relationships. It is the highest sort of love. Self-giving, self-emptying, self-sacrificing love. In married life, individuality is transcended and transformed into mutuality, and therefore both creativity and freedom are to be exercised within this mutuality. So let us dedicate ourselves to serve the partner and to be one with him or him, her. Let the family setup be in the love of God. Let our family be unbreakable by none or anything, and let it be sacramental till the end. May God bless our families by his grace and love. Amen. Now, Mr. Adarsh Abraham, lead us in prayer.